please, for Sandra Waddick and Bo Viner. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce a wonderful spoken word performer who runs her own open mic, the HCAM open mic, out of the Hopkinton cable station one Saturday a month. And she's always really interesting to listen to. Please welcome my good friend, Cheryl Peralt.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Ellen, for hosting this night, and Wendy for organizing a wonderful night of music and community here for an important cause. This is called self-pinching. Coming from the theater, it's our big day in the city. It's winter and it's frigid. Our breath vapors form a trail. And we hurry from the warmth of our big car's purring engine. My children are well bundled. Lord forbid they might get cold. And a woman cuts our path off. She has a baby in a stroller and another tightly clutching at the frail spot on her hip. They've been lurking in the corners of the shelter of a building, hiding from the high winds. Lord forbid they might get cold. And the woman comes in panic. Her eyes are wild and feral. Her desperate hands are open, asking for some bus fare home. And her children's wide eyes bulging, showing panic. Or is it hunger? Or is it fear of their own mother, who is maybe this time too far gone? And the clothes she wears don't matter, because it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than aspirin that I had taken in the morn. As I was fed up and PMSing, since the children had been a little whiny and my husband a bit complaining with the hardship of an outing, the great hardship of leaving home. But we stumbled from our home front to our car out in the driveway, our minds all full of troubles, our minds all full of woes. But we ride it out and over to the back streets of the city, decide to shrug it all off, get through another day. And she's shaking and she staggers, and she leans against her daughter, who by a mother's estimation is no more than 5 years old. And it's clear that she's been tripping on something more than coffee that I got myself at Starbucks with the whipped cream on the top. And I see she's coming down now. She's detoxing by default now, needing money for her ether to keep her going on. Yet I don't think I can blame her, for no one wants to wake up in the middle of a nightmare when being young with children and having nowhere else to go. So I tell her if she hurries, she can catch the next bus home now, knowing deeply there's no reason for them to hasten on their way, knowing they'll still stand and stumble toward the people at the theater, but I still give her money to make my nightmare go away. Then I turn to my own children with their big coats warm and puffy, and I look at my own children with their gloves all lined in fur. But their eyes are wild and feral as they look upon this family who is living out our nightmare, which will never go away. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Let's hear it for Cheryl one more time.